Today is the third Sunday of the month, and it was supposed to be the children's homily, but we've got grown-up children here today only, but which is fine. But today, besides obviously being the third Sunday of the month, this is the first Sunday in Pentecost, which in the Western Rite is a celebration of the Feast of the Most Holy Trinity. So we're in white today, transitioning from red. Pentecost last week, representative of the fire of the Holy Spirit, white being representative of that which is most holy. The most holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It is the very foundation, not only of our faith, but it is the very foundation and the origin of who we are as Orthodox Christians. And while our Protestant brethren depart in many areas, it is the one thing, it is the one confession that maintains a connectedness in terms of Christianity in general. The belief that we serve one God, but one God who has revealed himself in communion and community. God the Father, God the Son, God, the Holy Spirit. Three persons of God, that are not confused, who share in the one essence of God. We're not polytheistic. We do worship three persons, but one God. And this morning, if you were here for Matins, and then also for our readings today, there is a theme on this Sunday of the Most Holy Trinity of creation. The reader John this morning in Matins read from the creation account in Genesis chapter 1. And in the gospel reading for today from Matins was the prologue to St. John, which we read at the end of every Mass. Also representative or paralleling the original creation account. And then today, this morning, in our gospel from St. John, we once again are being presented with this theme of creation, or more significantly, recreation, of being born again, a second Genesis. Last Sunday, we celebrated the birth of the church as a new Israel, with the coming of the Holy Spirit and breathing new life into the dry bones and bringing about a living army of a new Israel, the church, the bride of Christ. And today on this first Sunday in Pentecost, the octave of Pentecost, on this feast of the Most Holy Trinity, we're once again celebrating the work of the Blessed Trinity, not only in everything that we see and unseen. We confess that in our creed, that God the Father created all things visible and invisible, all things seen and unseen. But we also see the work of all three persons of the Blessed Trinity in the work of creation, but more significantly, in the work of the creation of his church, of his new church, you and I. One of the most, I think, difficult things in terms of punishment in our own Western jurisprudence is solitary confinement. And it's my understanding, while I have not worked in corrections, I have a lot of former colleagues who worked in the correctional field, who said that the most hardened criminals, when placed in solitary confinement, when not having any contact with any other human being, over time will begin to literally break down. It is harsh psychological punishment. And if you watch, sometimes I watch some of these survival shows, these reality shows, and the guys that go out there into the wilderness by themselves, without another partner, the thing that is most difficult, even for the most seasoned survivalist, is not trying to find food or clean water, as much as it is trying to endure the raw isolation from another human being. You see, even for those who do not believe, even for our 21st century Western culture, especially here in America, that thrives on individualism, and it's really an idolatry of individualism, even for those who have given into that, is the understanding or the reality that we were wired, we were created for community. Why? Because we proceed and have been created from the most holy Trinity, from God, who is himself a communion and community of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You know, as I said, we see this all the time, this individualism of our culture. And I hear well-meaning friends or even extended family members sometimes saying, I don't need to be a part of a formal church. I can go out into the woods camping. I can go fishing, whatever it might be. I can meet Jesus out there in the temple of his creation. But the reality is, that is not what God has called us to. He has called us to a community of mutual, self-giving love, of support. It is the Blessed Trinity who brings about this recreation, who brings about our coming together, knitted together in a communion of believers, whereby we ourselves are indwelt by Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We begin to reflect and to show the world the reality of the presence of God. A God who so loved the world, as Jesus says in that following verse of St. John, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have life everlasting. This is the essence of the gospel. That God, in three persons in eternal past, wanted to share their love in bringing about creation, in creating you and I, and bringing the ability to bring our redemption, our forgiveness, to heal us from our brokenness, to pluck us out of our darkness, to bring about a new life, a new light, a hope shining forth in the glory and the reality of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Let us give thanks on this feast of the Trinity that we've been given this great gift. The gift not only of life, but life that is abundant in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.